All right, Matthew chapter 5. We're going to read verses 1 through 11. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. After I finish saying the verses, I'm going to say, this is the word of the Lord. And if you could all repeat by saying, thanks be to God. And you can have your seat. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, if you, God's people, if you could all rise, if you're able, those who are watching online, if you're able to rise for the reading of God's word and give your full attention to it. Matthew chapter 5, 1 through 11, this is God's word to us this morning. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let me pray one more time and ask for God's help. If you could join me in prayer really quickly. Father in heaven, we have read your word. Your word is truth. Oh Lord, just like the people who have heard this sermon, these truths were blown away. Jaw-dropping truths. I pray that our reaction this morning will be, we have heard this many times. I have read this many times and go through the motions. Oh Lord, may you pierce our heart now. This truth, your word is truth forever. Jaw-dropping at that time, and it should be shocking and jaw-dropping, life-giving to us now. Oh, Lord, make that miracle happen. Open your word and convict us. I pray, change us, oh, Lord, now. Pray all this not by might, not by power, by your spirit in and through Christ. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 28, which I prayed, and look at what he says. This Sermon on the Mount, the Matthew 5, 6, and 7 was a sermon, probably 30 to 40 minute sermon that Jesus did. And after he preached the sermon, look at the reaction. Look at the reaction of the people who heard it. He says this, and when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. They were blown away. They were shocked to their core. A jaw-dropping teaching. So I need a miracle. I'm sure you guys have heard sermons after sermons after sermons, perhaps in this church or other churches, on the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount, especially the first Beatitude. And so, just like as I prayed, the people who are listening to Jesus were blown away. Fresh truth that touched their heart, and I pray that you too, by God's mercy, that you too will be blown away It was so countercultural back then, mind-blowing, and I believe it is mind-blowing even now in the 21st century. And so please pray as you are listening. And before I tackle this phrase, blessed are the poor in spirit, kind of backwards, I want to give you some initial observations before we get to the, hopefully, the meat of the text. And look what he says. When Jesus lists these beatitudes, these are the characteristics of the kingdom that he's about to usher in. The characteristic of the new kingdom. The kingdom of Jesus. And these characteristics are not just God's kingdom, but the characteristics of the people in his kingdom. These are kingdom people characteristics of God's people, Christians. These are survival characteristics, each one of them. Have anyone seen the TV series? I don't have a TV, but I've heard of it. I watched series on Netflix or not Netflix, Amazon Prime. I don't have Netflix, right? Have you seen the survival reality TV show? Raise your hand if you know Survivor. No one watches TV? Great. Anyway, Eileen is at least honest. You know, Survivor is a bunch of people get together on this island, right? And they compete. And the one last person remaining, the survival, gets the prize. Well, these beatitudes are survival characteristics. If you are like this, you will survive and win at the end. The prize is not money, but it is the kingdom of God. These are natural. You're not born with these characteristics. These are supernatural characteristics, as you will see, wrought by God, produced by the Holy Spirit. And then last observation, look at what it says. It seems kind of redundant. It says, Jesus went up the mountain and he sat down. In verse 2, he says, he opened his mouth. Now, like, of course he's going to open his mouth. But there's something profound going on. This man who opens his mouth is not just any man, like me or like you. He is God-man. It is God speaking, the Son of God speaking, opening his mouth. And the things that he says, because he is God himself, the Son of God, it has profound implication, relevant to your life, even your kids, you. God can reveal these profound truths to you and to adults. Shocking truths here. When Jesus opens his mouth, these truths, if you understand them, will be a life-changing, earth-shattering truths. And so, listen carefully. These are my words. If these are my words and my opinions, you can shut me off, tune me out, wait for whatever, the NBA, that's what you want to tune in. But these are the words of Jesus himself, the perfect man. And so, pay attention. Pay attention. All right. These are characteristics of the people in God's kingdom that he's about to set up. I'm going to go backwards. First, tackle the phrase poor in spirit and why that characteristic not only is the first foundational characteristic that sets the stage for the rest of the Beatitudes. Why is number one, and why that is blessed, a blessed people, a happy, truly happy person. Number one, what does poor in spirit mean? Let me start with a verse, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Poor in spirit. He says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. I thought we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit, right? Not poor in spirit. Well, if you look at your Bible, and the word spirit has, whether it is a small s or capital S, spirit, is talking about the third person of the Trinity. Our God is a triune God, Father, Son, and the Spirit. The one God is revealed in three persons, each person being fully God. And the Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity. And if your Bible has the word capital S in poor in spirit, throw the Bible away. Look at it closely. That Bible is a wrong Bible, wrong translation, worthless, probably throw it away in the trash. You should have the small s, poor in spirit, not third person of the Trinity. Let me give you another verse, Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, it kind of gets you the meaning of the word spirit. Matthew 26, 40, 41, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak, small s spirit. This word, small s spirit, is talking about not the outward sense of a person, but the inward sense. The word spirit is you, is me, is every man and woman and child in the face of the globe. It is your will. It is when you wake up in the morning and you decide to do this, 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 and you don't do this, this, this. This is you. It is the way you part your hair, the way you speak, the way you do things, the way you dress, the people you surround yourself with, or people who don't surround yourself with, what you read, what you watch, what you like to do in your spare time, what your likes are and what your dislikes are, your passions, what you live for. Every day you wake up, it is the makeup of you, your spirit. It is your heart. It is the self. And Jesus says, if you want to be blessed, a blessed person, blessed are the poor of self. What does that mean? Poor. Poor. The word poor can be translated maybe a little bit better by the word poverty. The blessed are those who are poverty of self. Or destitute. Blessed are those who are destitute. The word destitution is usually given with people who don't have any possessions. But this is a destitution of self. Blessed are those who are destitute of self. Blessed are those who are empty of self. Blessed are those who are zero of self. Blessed are those who are none of self. Those are the blessed. I mean, your jaw should drop at this moment. Because the world, the fallen world, well, they tell you, you grew up this, did you know that, I believe it's 5 or 6 year old, as soon as you're a 5 or 6 year old, their worldview, how they look at the world and what they want is already shaped. What they live for, the self, what drives them, what they want in modern life is already shaped, 5 or 6 years old. My kid, what drives them is Lego or toys. Oh, loves them. Man, I could get my kids to do a lot of stuff, but normally they wouldn't do. I said, you know, tempt him with a toy. Man, he gets excited. Read my Bible? Yes. Yes, sir. Not because he loves the Bible. He loves toys. That drives him. That's his self. And this world is all about yourself, isn't it? It's the worldview. It's all about you. Self-love is a loud mantra in our culture, isn't it? It echoes in our advertising, is on repeat in our social media feeds. Good night. I wonder why social media and different platforms, there's so many now. TikTok, you old people, it's not TikTok, you're the clock. It's, I don't know exactly what TikTok really is, actually. Instagram, Facebook. Facebook actually is passe. Old people use Facebook now. Like, young people don't have Facebook. Those are the old people. And it's so popular, so popular. It's kind of a long time ago when TV was so popular. TV's not even popular anymore. Cable was so popular. Now social media is on steroids. And I think it's because it's all about the self. It's all about man. People love it. I don't think it's just the way of communicating to each other. Self-love is becoming inseparable from our culture image, our cultural image in America. Self-love is what we do. The day you wake up from bed, the day you go to sleep. We are told to love our personalities, our own skin, our own bodies, and our choices. Good night. I remember a year ago, a Christian leader on the blog was telling the college folks, young folks, and basically he said, title, you should love yourself more. And I was shocked. I haven't heard that in years. This is Christian talking to other young Christians. You should love yourself more. You should focus on yourself more. As though we don't focus on ourselves enough. Of course we do. We love ourselves. You'll never see that in the Bible saying, love yourself more. You will see love God more. Worship God more. I would like to say one or two words to that Christian leader who's leading those children astray. In 2004, J.B. Phillips wrote a book titled, When Your God is Too Small. When Your God is Too Small. And the reason why God is too small in most of our lives is precisely because we're not poor in spirit. We're not poor of self. The self is too big. The self is the center of our attention. Therefore, God, he was saying, is too small. When you are big, when the self is big, it's all about the self, God becomes very small. Ain't that the truth? That's the truth for all of us. This inward focus of the self, the love of the self, is not how God made us. That's because of sin that we are so focused on the self. This inward focus, the self-centeredness. We weren't originally made that way by God in his image, right? We are originally made to serve God, to glorify God. Our lives are all about God and his glory. Our worthiness is because of God. In other words, blessed are those who are not full of self, not focusing on the self. It is the destitute of self, empty of yourself, your sinful self, none of self, zero of self. Theirs is someone who is truly blessed. There is someone who will inherit the kingdom of God. There is some kind of a characteristic of the people of God who he will populate his kingdom with. It should shock you. It shocked people back then and now. It is a kind of self-annihilation who sees nothing of themselves, despair of themselves, sees no goodness in themselves. It's like the example of the tax collector. Remember the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisees? The Pharisee was full of himself, remember? Oh, man, I thank God I'm not like these bad people, sinners, tax collectors. They're horrible people. I go to church, I tithe, I fast. Look at me, I'm great. And the tax collector couldn't even lift up his head. He was ashamed, despair of his sinful self. And he cried out, "Have mercy on me, the self, the sinner." And Jesus said, that man right there, God is pleased with. Not someone who focuses on themselves. Good night, that wasn't me. I know you guys are sick of hearing my testimony. I got converted, pastor's kid, grew up in a pastor, practically bullying the church. Before I met the Lord, it was all about me. It was all about Young. There is someone who is cursed. There is someone who is not blessed. Here's you. Here's the self. This is you. And I totally forgot. Can somebody give me a little trash can right there? Can you grab me? That's right at the door. Or I'll prepare here. This is the self. This is every man and woman and child in the face of the globe. We are all full of the self, your will, your own desires. And what Jesus is saying is you need to be destitute of yourself. You need to empty yourself. None of yourself. It's no good to God in his kingdom, when you're full of yourself, focusing on yourself, your sinful self. And in order for you to be blessed, you need to be rid of yourself completely. I think it's completely gone. The self is completely gone. And for you to be useful, to be blessed, and a blessing to others is not to fill yourself back again, but you need to be filled not with the self, but with God. To be filled with God. Be filled with his Spirit. Be filled with his truth, his word, to be shaped by him. To be filled with God and the truth in his word. Then that's the person who will be blessed. Your children, my brothers and sisters, the church, will be blessed if they're not full of themselves, be full of God and his truth. Amen? There is someone who is truly happy. You know, I thought growing up, the world told me that. Be full of myself. Get every ounce of things in this world and put it on my resume. Work on that.
It's stuff that will make you happy. There's a blessed person. It's a lie. That's a lie from Satan. Lie from the world. Don't listen to that. In the Bible, Jesus says, blessed are those who are zero of self, full of the Spirit of God, full of God, full of Himself, full of His truth. Not your own truth that you make up. You see His truth in His Word from Genesis all the way through Revelation.
God first empties a man of himself or herself, and he pours. Now it's not full, it's empty. He pours his precious wine of his grace. That's why in the Beatitudes, the poor in spirit is the first one and the foundation that sets the stage for God's people for the rest of his grace. You can't be full of yourself and be humble, can you? Someone who's humble is not full of themselves. Someone who's full of themselves can't mourn of their sinful self. And on and on and on. You see why God can't use a people who's full of themselves, right? In his kingdom. It's because they will always give their own opinion, own way to build God's kingdom, and they're not going to follow King Jesus. The only way to build his kingdom the way God wants to be built is to rid of yourself. Get in line in following this King Jesus and everything he has to say to us. There is someone who is useful in his kingdom. Not someone who's full of themselves, their own opinions of how you should be run. No. You're supposed to follow King Jesus and what he says. He has wisdom. He understands what blessed means. Someone who's truly, truly happy. Oh, as I look back in my life before I became a Christian, I thought that was happiness. Now I realize that was death. The darkest place that a human being can be apart from God. That person is going straight to hell, which I was too. And God had mercy on me. Amazing, amazing grace, amazing grace. I don't know why he did that. I was the last person that he should save. Show me this amazing mercy. Show me I'm full of myself. Young, you're full of yourself. And actually, it was tiring to live that way. It was so liberating. A load of shoulder was lifted from me. Someone who's full of themselves in God's kingdom can't be told what to do. They're not going to listen to King Jesus. They're going to do their own thing. And God can't build his kingdom. That is not a characteristic that he wants to see in his people. Humble. To listen to the King. Full of wisdom. Who truly understand what life is all about. John says in his gospel, apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. Who do I follow? Apollos or Paul? Apart from you, he says, I am a nobody. I'm nothing. Oh. There's the good news. The gospel, the good news is that we are sinners, can't save ourselves. There's nothing that you and I can do to save ourselves, from ourselves, the sinful self. There's nothing in us to get eternal life. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, blessed are those who are what? Poor in spirit, destitute, empty of self. And the promise is theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. Just bow your head with me. Father in heaven, we need your help. It is a lie. We've been living for the self all our lives, focusing on ourselves, never realizing that this is not because of you, it's because of our sin. You have made us to focus on you. Our lives are all about you. You are all in all. We have sang and we sing. Oh Lord. May we teach our children this worldview that's so contrary, goes against our modern culture, tells them that to be full of themselves, love the self. Oh Lord. Father, you will fill them with your spirit, with your mercy, with your truth. I pray. We beg of you. May light, Son of righteousness, let may light come in the midst of darkness and shine in our hearts and minds. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is a kingdom of heaven. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, in and through Christ. Amen.